Start off first with the girls program. I guess kind of what are the expectations? Did you have a lot of runners come out for practice, and what do you expect this year?
Well, we've had five girls report, so that'd be good. We'll have a team score, but we have obviously our two leaders in Therese Frales, who's a state qualifier in the 15 and 3,000 last year's state track meet, and then, of course, Leah Courtney, who's an outstanding athlete and multi-sport athlete. And, she had a little issues with her leg last year in track, or she would have made some noise down in Des Moines, but she's back and healthy this summer. Just both of those two looked really, really good this morning in practice. And then we have Maria Ahrens, who is a sophomore, who's a nice little runner for us, and then we have a freshman, Sammy Ryan, and another sophomore in Jasmine Leon. So we have five girls that are working really hard and have a good attitude.
And how about for the boys team? How many out here, and who are some of the top runners?
Well, we have eight boys out, and we're having a lot of depth, a lot of good runners. We have some kids that have really put in some miles this summer, and we have some kids that have some catching up to do to some of the other ones. But I think we'll be solid. I don't think we'll have any superstars, but I think we're going to do what's really important in cross country, do a lot of good pack running and things. So I look for some good things. We have some young kids that were really strong last year and showed some promise, and I'm looking for them to step up because we lost two really good seniors in Kenny Bloss and William Farrells last year. And so we have Jordan Christian, who's a junior. We have Christian Morales, who's a sophomore, showed a lot of promise. We have Eddie Halber, who looks really good in practice right now. Adam Long, and Ethan Tromp, a young freshman who had a good junior high showings in the last several years. So we're looking forward to see what these kids can do. And we have also Caleb and Adam Courtney, who are both on the state basketball tournament team and track teams here. So we do have some numbers in the boys, and I think that we'll have some competition for some varsity spots.
What are your expectations for each? Talking about the girls' expectations and as well as the expectations for the boys' team this year.
Well, I think all coaches like the kids to work hard, and I just want to keep working hard and keep getting better until we peak when we need to at the regional meets and things. But I would think that the boys, I think the depth-wise and stuff, that we should be pretty decent. And I don't know if we're state caliber at that point, but I think we should be pretty competitive. We'll find out here soon. But I think the girls are just trying to get better. But I also think that my expectations for Leah and Therese are to be in there, even though this area is very, very strong. You have some very strong teams in the area, so and strong individuals. So I would expect Leah and Therese to have very, very good years, and I would expect the boys' team to, as a team, be very competitive in the area.
And as far as practices so far, what are, I guess, the things that you're trying to accomplish, or what have you been doing in practice thus far?
I think early on it's important to get a good foundation and get some miles under the kids. And it's hard because you have some kids who are very committed and do a lot of some of the summer workouts, and you have some kids who aren't quite up there with the mileage and didn't maybe do as much running as they should have. So you've got to kind of make sure that those kids, because they're not going to be up to the caliber of some of those other kids. So I have a couple of different combinations I use with workouts, but we've been doing a lot of over distancing right now. And tomorrow we're going to do a pretty good hill workout. Yeah, we have a roller coaster here that we call Roller Coaster Hill. It's about a 6-mile run, and it's the boys will go on that, and then we have a lot of intervals, and I'll probably do some repeat 1500s coming up in a couple weeks, and for the season, do some interval work. But I just think that the most important thing right now is just to get some mileage under them in early season.
How much of cross country would you say is physical ability as compared to just mentally having to continue going and having that endurance mentally?
Well, I think that's a good question, because I've been doing this a long time, and I ran cross country in high school, and I just think it's so much mental. I mean, obviously the physical aspect. There's a lot of kids in an attitude that a lot of kids, I don't know if I could ever do that. Well, I think it's pretty obvious once you get a kid and you sell it to them, and they find out that hey, once I get in shape, I know the first beginning of it isn't the funnest, but once my body is conditioned to do this and I can prove to myself I can do this, I think the majority of it is a mental aspect, and it teaches the kids a really good work ethic, and I know it taught me a good work ethic in school when I ran at Panora Linden for Ken Jammerin. So I just think that that's a good question, because I think a good part of that distance running is a mental part.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate your time here. And when is the first meet? And is it the boys and the girls will go to the same?
Yeah, we will run at Dallas Center Grimes. I'm not sure of the date. It might be the 30th. But we run at Dallas Center Grimes. That's our first meet. It's a good meet. It's a strong meet. And So we always get kind of find out where we're at that meet. So.